Got something on your mind? Tell Lisa all about it. 203-333-9422. It's the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
Welcome back to the show. I want to thank our next guest for taking the time to come on today to talk to our own community, Westport's police officer, Lieutenant David Wolf, joining us right now in the wake of a shocking murder, something that is rare. I think the last time we had a murder in Connecticut was 10 years ago with a jeweler who was tragically murdered. Layla Malone, a 7-year-old, according to the chief medical examiner of the state of Connecticut, was murdered by her own mother, who then took her life. Lieutenant Wolf, thank you very much for being on the show today. Good morning.
It's my pleasure. Good morning.
So, officer, can you just walk us through the facts of how the Westport police even came to know about what was happening in this house, about the crime itself?
Absolutely. I'm happy to do that. What occurred was we received a phone call around 4 p.m. on that Thursday regarding an unresponsive female. Obviously, Westport officers, along with the fire department and emergency medical services, responded. When we arrived, we found a deceased female inside the home, and after that discovery, we went through the rest of the house to make sure there was no one else in distress, and that is unfortunately when we found the body of the 7-year-old.
Who called it in? Was it like, a friend?
I'm not going to speak to any specifics regarding the investigation other than what I've already talked about publicly, unfortunately. So I can't say who made the phone call.
Okay. Now, when that kind of thing happens, officer, and you obviously draw some conclusions, a 7-year-old is not supposed to be dead ever. You see some markings on a woman's body. What is it that you then do? What's the procedure?
Well, basically, the most important thing is we want to get it right. It's important to get it right for the community and of course the family. So when we find a scene like that, what we do is we methodically investigate the case and methodically collect the evidence so that we can reach the proper conclusions as to what occurred.
So do you bring in professional photographers? What do you do? How do you evaluate a crime scene?
In this particular instance, fortunately, Westport doesn't have a lot of incidents like the one we investigated last week. So when things like this do occur, we will call in assistance, and that is what we did in this case, of course, as well, when we worked with the State Police Western District Major Crime Squad, and they were their experience and their knowledge is really unparalleled, and they were a huge help to us in helping us process the scene and collect the evidence.
Okay. So in other words, in Connecticut, we have various levels of resources. So the major crime squad is called in, and then they have their photographers or their fingerprint people or whatever it is they collect.
Right, whatever they do, yes, some of the smaller municipalities, such as Westport and many others, do rely heavily on major crimes when we face incidents such as this. The larger communities like New Haven and Bridgeport, not so much.
So, does it fall on you, or does it fall on state police, or someone else? Who does it fall on to call the other family?
In terms of making notifications?
Yes.
At this point, what I can tell you without getting into specifics regarding that is the Westport Police Department is taking the lead in the investigation, and we are being assisted by the state police.
Because somebody had to call the husband who was the father of the daughter. So would that typically be someone in Westport who would have had to make that phone call?
Again, I don't want to get into those specifics regarding this particular case, but in general, we work hard to obviously make the appropriate notifications, especially prior to releasing anything publicly.
Yeah, I understand that the school system was notified very quickly.
I can't speak to that. The school system's involvement. So you would have to maybe speak with someone on that end.
We're chatting with Lieutenant David Wolf about the Malone case. Lieutenant Wolf, have you been in Westport long enough to remember the last time a murder was committed in Westport?
I was, and I think as you when you were introducing me, I think you would mention it was the ZV case, if I'm getting the name correct. I apologize if I'm not, but that's the most recent one I can remember.
Yeah, I mean, they're few and far between. So let me ask you something as a police officer from your point of view. You know, you're obviously first and foremost a first responder. You unfortunately see car accidents and maimings and terrible things. What's the preparation that you undergo as a police officer for seeing scenes like this?
I would like to say that there's preparation you undergo, but there is not, unfortunately. And as I'm sure everyone can imagine, it certainly takes its toll. But we are we work hard to provide resources for any officer or any first responder that may be having difficulty dealing with this type of case in the aftermath.
I want to ask you something, Officer Wolf. This has nothing to do with this case, but it does to me. Why did you become a police officer?
That's a good question, and you get asked that a lot when you're interviewing for the job, and then you really don't think about it again. Once you're working, but it may sound a little corny or whatever you say. I mean, I've always enjoyed helping people. I've always enjoyed being in the emergency services. I've never loved sitting behind a desk. I've always loved kind of like being out there. So being a police officer kind of combined all those things for me.
Yeah, because the reason it occurred to me to ask you, Officer Wolf, is because, you know, one of the animating reasons why I do what I do in my little world of lawyer and having become judge is because I also use it as a tool to help people.
Sure.
But also sometimes I feel like I have to carry a torch of justice, right? You know, sometimes I'm all about righting wrongs in the world.
And, sure,
you know,
sure.
And this kind of a case is such a shockingly awful case. And this is not anything you have to conclude, because the medical examiner has concluded that it was a murder-suicide, which is such a rare and awful thing of a parent to take their own child's life ever. I just want to know, Officer Wolf, like, how do you process this? Like, in other words, what are your thoughts about this?
You know, it sounds, you know, it may sound maybe a little bit difficult to hear, but we try not to get emotionally involved when we're here working, because again, first and foremost, we want to make sure we do a really good job in cases like this, and we do that again for the community and for the family. So we look to kind of put our own feelings aside and really focus on the job. You know, that's what I think a lot of us do to get through it. And then kind of when we go home, you know, we contemplate what we saw and we think about it, and we kind of process it in our own time.
We're chatting with Officer David Wolf of the Westport Police Department. I guess what I'm getting at, though, is in the big picture investigating, we know that in suburbs, the number one most reported crime is something having to do with family violence. Now, that's in the suburbs. That's well known. You see a situation like this. This is an endpoint of a mother who clearly had some kind of a, in my view, this is my opinion now, some kind of a psychotic break, right? Because this is not normal behavior. Something happened. Does the police, as part of their investigation, do you stop when you see that it was a murder-suicide, or do you try and figure out why this woman did what she did? In other words, if we already know the culprit, is that where it stops? Or do you then say, what happened here? Why did it happen?
Well, generally speaking, it sounds like what you're kind of getting to is maybe motive. What's the underlying cause
Yes.
of a crime.
Yes.
And that's not just, I'm speaking generally, not specific to this case.
Right.
One of the things we of course look at is motive. That's part of the bigger picture. So it doesn't, in any case we work, whether it's a burglary or a robbery or some type of an assault, we do try to get to the root cause. You know, what caused that individual to do what they did? That is certainly part of the puzzle.
So that piece of the investigation will continue, even though we know that this is the person who killed this person. You will still do the investigation of why this happened and try and come up with some answers for the community.
Again, I like and I keep saying it, and I apologize because at this point we are not releasing a lot of information about this particular case. So speaking again generally with any type of crime that we investigate, it doesn't just stop with, you know, an arrest. Let's use that as an example. You know, we make an arrest in a case, but that doesn't mean the investigation is over.
Okay. Well, that's very helpful because, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's helpful, Officer Wolf, because I think a lot of people in Westport and beyond are not satisfied to just know the facts of what appears to have happened. There are still questions, and I think the community would love to have some inkling of some answers of some motivation or what was in her mind, just because it's a very tough set of facts to grapple with. I know a lot of parents in Westport who can't sleep, who couldn't sleep Thursday night, Friday night, thinking about this.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and it is frustrating, I know, for the general public because there's a thirst for information because they want to, you know, people want to know what went on, but that's not something that the police can always provide, especially at the beginning, you know, the beginning stages of an investigation.
Officer Wolf, thank you very much for coming on the show today. Thank you for your service to the community. In all ways, and we really do appreciate you being on the Lisa Wexler Show this morning.
It's my pleasure, Judge. I appreciate your time as well.
Thank you so much. Officer David Wolf of the Westport Police Department on the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.